Yo, it's Overslept with Chris Laker. As that's me, your host. So let's get going. What episode is this? Episode 40? Let me see. I keep mislabeling the episodes. I fixed it, but I keep losing track. It's St. Patrick's Day. I know that. Happy St. Pat. It's episode 40. Wow. Look at that. That'd be like a year of podcasting if you figure some weeks off and stuff. Well, no, maybe not. I'm getting a little ahead of myself. All right. I wonder if there's any, you know, I wonder if there's any new reviews. I haven't checked. It's a little embarrassing to check on the show because then it's like, nope. But maybe. Here, let me take a look. On iTunes. Nope, no new reviews. That's okay. You guys are busy. I did get some Facebook messages. Where I got? What's that? Kevin. Because he sent me that suggestion about Canine Congress. Which, you know, and then he said, great episode today. Canine Congress might work if dogs had the majority and cats were the opposition. Feline Federation, sticking with the alliteration. Kevin knows how to sell shit. If the dogs wanted to filibuster, they could, said cock. I'm going to think he should lock their legs, cock their legs against the podium. Maybe. And the humans are the pets. They sent me a video of a dog that his neighbor lets just shit around the apartment complex. I guess it's an apartment complex. I think that's what that, yeah. Looks nice. Say it's California, you know, it's palm trees and shit. And then there's even more. If you think the Canine Congress might send something to Kitty Leaks, the cats do that, you know, but it's all good ideas. I'll have a screenplay soon. You know, and I don't know. Do people want animal reflection of the current political climate? I'm not sure. Maybe people. I feel like, you know, people are like, don't do politics. Harrison, he sent me a. I'm still gonna. I'm probably. That's a. That's all good ideas, Kevin. Thank you. Sorry, your neighbors. Dog owners, not all of them, but there's a certain amount of dog owners that really don't respect everybody and think that it's totally chill for their animals to piss and shit everywhere. And I like dogs a lot, but, you know, I feel like I've complained about that already on this show. If I haven't, there I did it. I don't know why it's okay for them to just piss in the middle of the sidewalk. Just go out to the gutter. Piss out there. That's all. That's all I'm saying. In the middle, they just let them piss in the middle of the sidewalk where people are walking, and then You just gotta have to step over it until it dries. I mean, they'll pick up the shit, but they won't pick up the piss. You know what I mean? And sometimes they have a runny shit. Good luck picking that up. I guess it's like, I noticed it in L.A. And I noticed it in New York. I think you go out into the, to where there's lots of lawns, dogs tend to piss on the lawn. But then that's another thing, you know. You, as a kid on Staten Island, we had lawns, and that's where all the dogs piss and shit, and then you end up in a, you know, you're having fun playing as a child, you end up in a puddle of piss or pile of shit. Not often, but it happened. But alright. Thanks, Kevin. Harrison said, hey man, if you're looking for some time to kill on the podcast, I am. I'd be interested in hearing how you connected with CCR and the origins of Jackin. I guess he means he referring to This Week in Jackin, my other podcast that's been going on for, I don't know, a couple of years. That's pretty simple. CCR being Cave Comedy Radio. This show's, you know, that's This Week in Jackin's on that network, Cave Comedy Radio. I had another show on Cave Comedy Radio because it called the show, and then the Creek in the Cave. Cave Comedy Radio is at the Creek in the Cave, which is a huge place for stand-up comedy in New York, and I hung out there all the time and started a show there that I had for like 5 years. And so when I came up with the idea for This Week in Jackin, which is something I thought of for a while, I just went to them, and first I asked Micah if she wanted to do it, and she was into it because we were friends and always thought she was funny, and particularly funny on podcasts, and would be good to do something with. And that's it. You know, it's pretty simple. Not, you know, but that was the origins of Jack. Was just that was something I thought would be an interesting topic, because it was something that I felt like comics would talk about. You know, it is St. Patrick's Day, which doesn't, you know, I'm half Irish, never had any meaning to me. I always hated St. Patrick's Day. Particularly, like, in college when it'd be, like, this big drinking day. And I was just like, man, you drink every day. We're supposed to drink every day, not just St. Patrick's Day. And the parade is boring. It sucks. The St. Patrick's Day parade in New York is shit. It's a bunch of fucking just regular people walking down the street. And then you get some fucking bagpipe bands and shit. Bagpipes sound disgusting. And there's just no St. Patrick's Day parade. It's like the other big parade is the Thanksgiving Day parade. You can't even compare it to Thanksgiving Day parade. You got huge floats. You got, you know, you'll have those big balloons, right? You got like the big balloon. You got a big floating Pikachu, whatever fuck, and then all these cool floats go by, and on the float maybe you have fucking you'll have like, I don't know, like some kind of like country stars. You have I don't know, I can't think. You'll have the Big and Rich or something waving from the and then when they stop out for the Macy's, then they'll lip sync a song. or they have boy bands on there. And but it's cool. It's like that's a spectacle. I enjoy Thanksgiving Day Parade. I'd watch it on TV as a kid. And now in my neighborhood, I get to see it. I watch it for like 5 minutes, and then I'm like, I get it. Because it goes right by my street. So we've done that a couple times. But St. Patrick's Parade, garbage. They have some marching bands in Thanksgiving Day Parade, but that's fine. You stick it in with all the other stuff. St. Patrick's Day Parade sucks. And then... so I never really liked it, but you know, it actually ended up being my anniversary for stand-up comedy is St. Patrick's Day, so that was I did my first open mic on St. Patrick's Day in 2004. That's a long time ago, not that long ago in comedy time. You know, it sounds like, oh, that's 13 years ago. You should be the best comedian in the world. No, man. Best comedian in the world. We're the best people right now. Been doing stand-up comedy like 25 years. That's how much more time it could probably take me to be the best stand-up comedian in the world, which is what I... That's a subjective term, but it's like you want some people to think that. They argue it. They're like, no, it's Dave Chappelle. No, it's Chris Rock. No, it's Louis C.K. No, it's Chris Laker. That would be cool. But I'm not as good as those dudes. Not even close. But I'm all right. I'm okay. So I will celebrate that. I won't celebrate it. I don't like have a party or a cake or anything. I just acknowledge it to myself and to you. Acknowledging it to you, I just thought I would, you know, this is what I wake up and I think about. That's it. It's what I wake up and think about. Do I have any, where are we at on time? I really don't want to go to the news for anything, but I might have to. It's going to be all St. Patrick's Day. It's going to be Trump and St. Patrick's Day. And but let's take a quick look. Maybe I won't try CNN. Maybe I'll try Apple News. And then see what it says here. It's checking for news stories. And Trump box office, Will Beauty and the Beast waltz. Okay, so maybe Beauty and the Beast is doing. Okay, let's look at the trending stories. Oh my God, former Power Ranger pled guilty to killing roommate. That's terrible. That's the thing about fame. You know, I keep saying I want fame. But look what happens, man. If you can't maintain that shit, you end up with a roommate. And you're like, I was a Power Ranger. I'm going to fucking... Well, I shouldn't have a roommate. I was a fucking Power Ranger. Then you kill that roommate. Well, maybe I don't know why. There a plea. Face 6 years in prison. 6 years in prison? For killing? somebody? I'm always surprised by how little time some... Well, not always, but... It's a, it feels like... What's the... It's like if you get caught with cocaine, you do more time than that. That's... You can kill if this dude had like an 8-ball in his pocket, he'd be doing more than fucking 6 years probably. It's fucked up, and I don't know if that's the case. It's probably I'm talking out of my ass. Let's just assume that on everything I say is that I'm talking out of my. I don't have facts in front of me. I just I want to sound smart and make a comment on the war on drugs that's about to start up again. And that I don't even think is political. It's like if you think that there should be a war on drugs, go fuck your mother and the asshole. That's a little abrupt this time. Well, it's 11:30, you know? So that's you should be up by now. I should have been up a while ago. The only reason I'm up is cats were going crazy. They like to FOMO. Likes to use me as like a launching point of like she'll run up like in gymnastics with the horse. I'm the horse for her. So and sometimes she digs nails in while she's doing that. So and then she bites on Jacqueline's hair until we one of us gets up and feeds her. So I get up as to not, if Jacqueline got up, then she would do it more, maybe. I don't know. We're figuring it out, the psychology of FOMO. So this Power Ranger, sounds like you did it. Red... Lion Run Wild Force Power Ranger on Power in 2002. All right. Well, how the mighty have fallen. I'm going to say this, even if I get... Yeah, that's no excuse. But that's pretty crazy. When, like that happened to that dude in A Bronx Tale... You know, the guy that played C, he ended up, like, robbing a house and killing somebody. I'm not sure exactly if that's what happened. I think he's in jail. I think he got more than 6 years for that shit, though. Fuck. Maybe because he was robbing a house. I got to stop with the butt. By the end, after I do this show for, like, 5 years, I'll have perfect speaking ability with no ums or but ums or anyway, all that like filler shit that I have is going to be gone. But it's going to take, it's going to take a while. Is there anything else in the news before I get out of here? Not really. It's all budget. Stuff, a lot of budget. I think that budget sounds a little crazy, but that's my opinion. I don't know if any of these, I don't know if the people voted for Trump or for his budget. I wonder. Or if they're just for him. You know, if you're just like, hey, I like this dude. His budget is the best. Or... I can't say I was, like, reading Obama's budget. Or I would have been like, yo, your budget's fucked up, Obama. I don't even know what it was. I was just like, Obama's doing his thing. I mean, I didn't like Obama droning people. Or the spying on people. I mean, I don't, I guess he didn't spy on Trump, but he was spying on people. Or at least that's what I saw in that thing with Edward Snowden, the HBO documentary, saying that the NSA, you know, it wasn't Obama, but, you know, they're spying all these people. But then you think about it, Edward Snowden's in Russia. And then the Russians are fucking with us. So was Edward Snowden working for the Russians? I don't know. Probably, I guess, I don't know the way it all went down. It doesn't sound like it did, but they could have been really covering their tracks. This is all just, I wouldn't present that as a real theory to anybody. It was just something, I never even thought about it till just now. And then I said it. And then I won't say that again to people. Not like I'm trying to present that as a anything. You know, that's what Trump should do, is have a podcast where he gets up and talks every day and do his podcast. And then nobody, you know, it's when you tweet it. Well, that's the thing. I'm also not as many people listen to this podcast that follow him on Twitter. And then also, I'm not an elected official. I can say all sorts of shit because of that. All right, this episode was not the best. Still, but none of them are. So, I feel like this is 40. I think there's been 3 episodes that were all right. So, in the next 40, we'll up that to 5 episodes. That's the goal. It's, you're really, you guys are in the ground floor. So it comes with, you know, early adopter. There's the side of it that's good. You can email me, chris@chrislaker.com, or reach me on Facebook or at Chris Laker on Twitter, however you want. I'll respond to you. I'll read your shit on here. You can sign up at chrislaker.com/overslept to be sitting in the front row at my Madison Square Garden concert, whenever that happens. All that shit, right? And then when the people really come because the show's good, you're still there. And those people, they're meaningless. But you gotta listen to some shitty shows. No, you have to listen to all of them. You skip as many as you want. It's fine by me. I'd like the listeners, but I get it. All right, I'm babbling. This whole show's babbling. Why am I? Oh, I'm babbling. That's what the point is. All right, but I'm going to go anyway. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. We love you.